The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sibilia. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, she's strong enough to hold me. Strong enough to turn me.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. 8:06 on AM 970, The Answer. A big shout out to Blue Lives Matter and to Sergeant Joe Imperatrice and for the great, great time at Don Roberto's last night, and to Chaz Palminteri, who showed up. And now Chaz and Gianna, my dear, dear longtime friends, they have something called the Child Reach Foundation, and helping kids with Cooley's anemia and other things. And they were there, and it was a great fundraiser. And I met Joe Imperatrice's dear mom, with a beautiful gal, took a million pictures. Thank you, NYPD. All the police officers there, young police officers there, and all the commanders were there, and all the kids were there, and the horseback, you know, the mounted police men and police women, by the way. I took a great picture I posted with Officer Bond on her beautiful horse, that powerful horses, you know, right there in Staten Island. And it was just so wonderful, and to see everybody, and to see everybody appreciate what we talk about on the air. We support law enforcement. We support the NYPD. It's the single toughest job in the world. And please, for a moment, if I may, the safety net of society, you will hear me use that terminology, the safety net of society, it is the NYPD. It is the FDNY. It is the first responders. You know, it's all the emergency management. It's the New Jersey State Police. It's all the local police officers on Long Island, in Nassau County, in New Jersey, all across the country, this great country, the safety net of society. And when they go out, they don't know that they're coming back home. So we always appreciate the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, you know. So we really just applaud all the good folks in the police department. And I you know what? As I was leaving, and I'm always on the clock. God forbid I should have a minute to myself, right? So I mean, I'm with my son Joey. A great time. I got to thank Joey on the air. What a great kid, my oldest son. He was driving, and we went all around, and we did the little schmooze cruise is what we did yesterday, just to say thank you to folks who have been there for, yeah, there for me, and you know, in a variety of ways. So, and we're on our way out, and then we're leaving, and I saw police officers on the peripheral, and I tried to shake every single hand of every single police officer there, and to say thank you, and they appreciated that. Thank you, because they're vilified. And then when I see, it makes me crazy, I don't want to get crazy, AOC, and we're going to talk to Vicky Palladino, too, from District 9 in Queens, a gal that actually cares about her district. AOC said she's vilifying the police. Will you stop with that? It's so passé to go. It's so easy. And these are the people, AOC, Cori Bush, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, they're the people that say defund the police. Hey, that worked out well. Can any humility there? Any humility at all? And then you don't see, with all what is turning out to be the takeover of universities in New York and now all around the country, you this guy who calls himself president, I don't know how you could vote for him because you're not voting for him. Trust me, you're not voting for him. He never said word one. He never came out and said, you're supporting Hamas. They got pictures of these barbarians, these satanic individuals who do nothing but worship Satan. And they go out and in the name, it seems to be, in the name of Satan, they just do the ungodly things that you just heard Dr. Gil Lederman talk about on this program. And no one steps up in the administration. Inexcusable. Then let's cut to this. And, you know, I got to tell you, between you and I like doing this because it irritates everybody. You know, I always talk about, you know, me and Debbie, we'll talk about going to church. We'll talk about, Al and I'll talk about, you know, Jesus. He doesn't believe. He's agnostic. Yes. I do believe. Yeah, but you know what? I like talking about it. I like talking about it because so many of us believe we're one nation under God. So many of us have strong faith. So many of us still were brought up. We're Catholics. We're Muslims. We're Christians. We're Jews. We're Hindus. We're every walk of life. And you know what? And we don't hate. We don't hate. And we're not going to kill you if you don't believe in us.
We don't hate either. No. I mean, we just like donuts and...
So cut to them going after President Trump inside out and backwards. You know, again, put your hate aside for a moment. Let's be objective. How they cover Biden and how they cover Trump. Right. So finally, and I got this from Fox News, and I should know the reporter's name. I don't know. This is Donald Trump before he goes to this ridiculous kangaroo court of a trial. Before he goes in, he goes and he meets the union workers building buildings. I mean, if I may, just this is Trump on Fox News this morning, if I may.
It's a love fest. I built many buildings with them. They're great people, great contractors and great people. And I have a lot of support. I hear the Teamsters, you know, I've done a lot of work with Teamsters. I built a lot of buildings with the Teamsters, and they like me, a lot of Teamsters here. And it's an amazing show of affection. But we did a great job.
How important is the union vote? And you're here in New York City, you're talking with these members. Do you think you can maybe change some of their minds if they were lifelong Democrats to vote for you?
I think these maybe were Democrats, but for me, they're a Republican. There's not a Democrat in there. These are people. Look at that building. Look what we can do. We built a lot of great buildings in this city with these people. And they've given me great support. They're really amazing. You know what? They're very, very talented people. They don't get the credit for it. They have very few people can do what they do. We used to do 3 floors a week in concrete, and it was guys like this that did it. So it's very amazing.
Did you know about
that?
How
many of you thought of David Pecker's testimony so far? When was the last time you spoke to him?
No, he's been very nice. I mean, he's been David's been very nice. He's a nice guy.
David Pecker. Right. Look. Listen.
What's that?
Listen. He's working. I won't play the whole thing, but he's working right down the line. It's still going on. Shout out to Fox News. Joey, maybe you can find out who the reporter was. I should know, and I apologize because I always like to give credit where it's due.
Alexis McAdams, I believe.
Thank you. Well done, Al. Thank you so much. Did a great job. Great job. Trump's working the room. He's working the room before he goes to trial. Oh, it makes people crazy. And this gives me great glee. Just because if you can attack a guy relentlessly for no reason, just because of hate, you didn't like his personality, whatever it is, and yet you have people holding pictures of these ungodly creatures from Hamas holding their pictures. And I know it's a concerted effort. And is it George Soros? Who's behind it? And why won't the mainstream media cover it? Can someone please explain to me why the mainstream media, and I call you out, come on, CBS, you got a budget. We don't here on the morning show. Otherwise, we'd look into it. Who is the 501c4? Who bought the tents? Did I miss a report on that? Because I'll correct myself on the air like I did. I saw some Democrats did go down, and Joseph Bilia corrected me, and I applaud that and appreciate that. Am I missing something? Do we know? Do we find out who is behind this? Is it indeed Soros? Is it Soros' son? Who wants, and every which way we're going hook, line, and sinker right down the drain as a country. And the press won't report on it. Makes me crazy. Just makes me crazy. So we try to do it every single morning to the best of our ability. Gordon Chang is going to join us momentarily. We're going to talk about the TikTok ban. We're going to talk to Vicky Palladino, councilwoman. You don't want to miss that. She's always fired up. Judge Napolitano will join us on the Trump trial. This kangaroo court that is down in Manhattan. By the way, blocking out roads because it's a former president of the United States. Businesses are just not, they're going to go out of business, I would assume, because no one's coming in because they blocked the roads, all for political takedowns, like we were Venezuela, like we were just some kind of third world banana republic.
Well, here's something that'll aggravate you. The president will be in New York today. He'll be in Syracuse. He'll be upstate. with Governor Hochul. They're signing some new deal, apparently, for chip production, computer chip production up in New York State. And then he's at a fundraiser in Westchester this evening.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
And raising money.
That's all. And he's going around, and they're locking up. They're locking
up.
Well,
so he had a speech yesterday while people were cheering for him.
Yeah.
As he was reading off the teleprompter, did he did another Ron Burgundy. Pause.
Here it is. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Listen.
Imagine what we can do next.
Listen.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
He goes, listen to me. You got to listen. He goes,
how do you vote for the guy?
It's all orchestrated. Like when he goes into that Sheetz, the 7-Eleven, and he goes in, and it's so orchestrated, it's nauseating. And you have all these young, mindless, they just seem imbecilic. Forgive me.
And I love coffee.
At least we know he doesn't need an eye test.
Yeah. No, listen. So now he's reading off the prompter. So it goes like this. He's supposed to say, we have four more years. He's supposed to say 4 more years. And then they prompt, and it's all set up with Biden. All set up. Unlike what Trump just did off the cuff with those union workers and all those reporters and answering questions like a president should do. Biden goes in, he goes, 4 more years. And then on the prompter, it says pause. Why? Because they've instructed the bimbos and the useful idiots in the crowd to say 4 more years. And you can see this. No, when you hear 4 more years for Trump, it's 4 more years. This is like four more years. What is people, huh?
Do they have behind him screens that flash applause now? You know, like,
But he says the word pause. We're on the prompter. He goes, but this is the best.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. I love it.
And he says with such conviction, too.
Yeah.
95.
Hey, let me tell you something. This guy Fetterman's okay. I'm telling you, the people of Pennsylvania knew something, man. I said, you know, Mehmet Oz, like him or not, carpetbagger or not, they're very bright man who should be the senator from Pennsylvania. But I'm telling you, Fetterman,
I think people
had a stroke. He came around,
right.
And now he's better than ever. Now he's making more sense than any senator down there in the Capitol.
I think people are finally realizing that Senator Fetterman, even though he's in a hoodie and shorts most of the time, is more to the middle than he is more to the left. So, you know,
but
he's making a lot of sense.
But selfishly, because I worry about everything. So here the guy has a stroke. The guy seemed to recover. And where's his wife?
You just said seemed to recover. He's recovered.
Yeah.
You make it like you're going to get a stroke. You're going to do a little drool. You know.
Stop. God forbid.
To the moon. You know, I mean, no, he's fine. He's fine.
Was that me trying to sing?
Trying to sing, Fly Me to the Moon, right. Hey, a little off key, Josh. I remember. You know, pause. I remember. I mean, you know. I'm just saying. Here's where you're the hypochondriac. If something happens to somebody, right?
Yes.
Even if you can't get it,
I'm getting
you're
a
immediately
PSA
on the phone. See? You're on the phone. Dr. Liedman, everybody should know their PSA. You were on the phone when you know what's my PSA? Relax, Joe, you're fine. Everything's good.
I'm having such a riveting conversation with Dr. Gil Liederman, and I love his passion and his execution of everything that's wrong that's going on in these riots and sticking up for the state of Israel. Then I go, hey, What's a good PSA? Prostate.
Everyone should know it. I don't know it. Oh my God, where's my doctor? Let me get him on the phone. Dr. Vinny Bubach, what is my PSA?
Let's talk about me now. Okay.
Right.
sorry. Mr. Hypochondriac.
Yeah, and you're like, you're afraid you're going to get every single, you know, virus or whatever. You're okay.
You know.
You're in fantastic shape. You look great.
Thank you.
You know. Not like slovenly Chris Christie, noted donut enthusiast, who said that the former president didn't look good.
When was the last time you actually ate a donut?
Me, 2 weeks ago.
But I meant Joe, but...
Oh.
You know, 1984.
No, stop.
What?
Stop. Stop.
Come on.
Stop.
I swear.
But when the fat guy...
Jack's Donuts on LBI. Come on,
oh,
Jack.
There you
Anybody
go.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember Jack? Oh, no. The Jersey Donuts they have down there on LBI now. What's the thing? Come on. What's the name of that place? It's so... Those are... Oh, But sometimes,
I don't remember.
Well, is it a chain or is it?
No, well, there's a couple stores on the island, but it's Jersey Donuts. But it is great.
Yeah.
But I don't swallow. Sometimes I'll eat. And I'll
what?
sometimes I'll eat it and I'll taste it and then I'll just kind of put it.
You
in
have like
a napkin.
Spit bucket
no,
next
come
to
on.
You.
A spittoon
you
know, wait,
for your donuts.
Wait a second. Wait a second. You're eating the donut. You're chewing it in your mouth, and then that glob comes out into a neck. Please stop yourself. Stop yourself.
You act like it's a wine that you're supposed to just kind of swish
right,
around
you're
in
having
your mouth
a
and
bite.
Spit it out.
You're not eating the whole donut.
Very good.
Hold on a second. This is the guy who won't eat a freshly made donut from someone, but he'll cut a Snickers in eighths and eat the entire thing, a processed piece of chocolate. I can't. We need to break.
Yeah, I mean, what's the name of that place down the shore? Jersey Shore Donuts. Shore Donuts. Something like that.
There is one called something like, Shore Good Donuts. Yes.
Yeah, they're great.
Piscopo, he's going to spit them out.
But I'll take a bite. I'll have a taste.
Because
you know why? I'm obsessive compulsive, and if I start something, I can't stop. I'll be 400 pounds overnight. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, I will be.
That'll
come on.
Happen.
Be Christmas.
Stop. Debbie at Don Roberto. I think it's
noted
I
donut
still...
enthusiast Joe Piscopo.
Yeah.
I love donuts, so forget it.
You still smell like cigars, though, Deborah. Right?
You know what? I had a shower when I got home because I realized my hair smelled like smoke, my clothes, my car, and I was like, I better have a shower right away.
But Jerry just said some of our Salem guys want to do a morning show cigar thing, so we'll have to do it.
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to do it. We'll get some custom made. Al will love that, of course. Al will actually show up for that one, I think.
And I'll eat donuts, too.
Yeah, we'll bring donuts and cigars. That's great.
That's great.
Hey, 821. Gordon Chang, Jersey Boys, coming up momentarily. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joan. Let's see what's happening right now. Inbound George Washington Bridge, about 15 minutes into town. Lincoln, that's about 30. Holland, still waiting about 15 to 20. A little bit busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound as you leave the Gothels Bridge, getting out toward 440, but then you're okay out by the Verrazano. Volume on the eastbound BQE up by the Battery Tunnel. Westbound BQE slowing down by Beeker Morgan. Kind of busy at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge into town. Over on the FDR Drive northbound, heavy up through the 50s. A crash reported. West Side Highway southbound, bumper to bumper down through 158th Street because of some earlier problems. Arterial westbound at Innis Ave in Poughkeepsie. It's an accident. Newburgh Beacon Bridge has construction. Watch for delays this morning as you head to 80 East at 66 into Hackensack with a crash. And we're seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head to 78 eastbound exit 26 with some ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high of 56. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Debbie, thank you so much. I'm telling you about Relief Factor because I love you and I want you out of pain. And Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and resveratrol. Isn't that what's in wine, Joe? Yeah, it's resveratrol. It's an antioxidant. I know it as an antioxidant, but the folks at Relief Factor are smarter than I am. And they have it as an anti-inflammatory. So omega-3s, turmeric, all together with the resveratrol. It helps reduce or eliminate the everyday pain because this is a vital to tell you what Relief Factor does. It helps support your body's natural response to inflammation in a 100% drug free way. Okay. And I could tell you a hundred times, 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. Nearly 70% go on to order more. But I'll tell you, for $19.95 with a feel better or your money back guarantee, you have nothing to lose except to be out of pain. The 3-week quick start from Relief Factor, $19.95. 800, the number 4, the word relief, please. You can call 800-4-RELIEF or everything that you need to know about this great product that I think will get you out of pain that is 100% drug free is at relieffactor.com.
Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate? If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10 a.m., our very own Dottie Herman, Vice Chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters of real estate. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her terrific team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there's no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. She's a legend. She's the best, period. Tune in to Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate. Don't miss it, Saturdays at 10 a.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hello there, Joe Piscopo on the radio. How are you this morning? Great to have you with us.
I don't do my radio show like that.
Hey, hi, how are you? Great to have you with us. Well, let me tell you about why a refi, please. Because when I tell you about Lindsay, and boy, if this isn't like millions of people, you know, you hear about the government forgiving these student loans. So many people are stuck with student loans. Lindsay owed $270,000 in student loan debt. And after battling with other lenders, she reached out to Y Refi. And they were able to work with her and her mother to create a plan that was built around getting her out of debt. So you take your money, you put it with Y Refi, and you can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return, and you could turn your income on or off at the interest compounded daily. Do you hear what I'm saying? No attack on principal, absolutely no fees. So please go to investyrefi.com. It's invest, the letter Y, and then R-E-F-Y.com. Or you can call 888-Y-REFI-24. People all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with Y-REFI. They don't care what happens with the Fed. They don't care what happens with the stock market. Our friends at Y-REFI are there for you. Just go to, please, investyrefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Or you can call 888-Y-REFI-24. You tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour. Weeknights at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gordon Chang is a Jersey boy, but really the foremost authority on everything regarding communist China. Gordon, welcome back to the show, and great to have you with us, my friend. How you doing, my friend?
I'm fine, Joe, and thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate it. I know you're pulled every which way, every single morning, Gordon Chang. Everybody's like, we love picking your brain about what's going on. Can we talk about TikTok? Hey, Gordon, so TikTok, you know, you saw Mikey playing the guitar when we were together. Remember when Stacey had that party and you could see my boy playing? Now, so he's really technically not on TikTok. He's more on Instagram, but they will take the video, they'll put it on TikTok, man, and they'll get hundreds of thousands of hits. Is the communist Chinese, do they know who Mikey Piscopo is? And do they know that his dad is talking with Gordon Chang on the radio? They know these things, I guess, in communist China through TikTok, correct?
They certainly do. TikTok has probably the world's most sophisticated curation algorithm. That tells, basically, they know what you want to see, and they know what you don't want to see, which is the reason why TikTok has been so successful around the world, because it is really, really addictive.
So the communists, like you always, I want to just touch on this for 2 seconds, Gordon, if I may. They, and I believe this only through you. I would have never thought about it unless we talked to Gordon Chang. So people, they know, like when they went after Swalwell. You know, that guy, Eric Swalwell, and they knew, and they put him up, they sent him up with that gal, right? And she was a spy. So they know who Gordon Chang is, they know that we talk on the radio, and we're kind of, you know, we believe in this country first, and we fear communist China. So do they have individuals assigned to a certain person, perhaps in the media, that might say, not so complimentary things about communist China, Gordon Chang?
I'm certain that they do that. And you talk about Swalwell. You know, they had a Ministry of State Security agent, Christine Fong. They contacted Swalwell not when he was on the House Intelligence Committee, when he would have been really important to China. They first contacted him when he was on the City Council of Dublin City, California, which means that Swalwell could not have been the only person that they were grooming. They must be hundreds, if not thousands, of Swalwells, because they actually identified somebody really, really early. Now, that's not to say that Swalwell did anything wrong. It is to say, though, that China's penetration of the U.S. is just pervasive.
Yeah, that's scary, though. I'm telling you. And also this, Gordon, let me lighten this up for a little bit because we joke about it on the show. If I look, I have my iPhone in my hand, and then I see all of these. When I go to Facebook, and you got to work Facebook because people listen to Facebook, Instagram, and I have all the social media that I have to have. And then all of a sudden, these beautiful Chinese gals pop up, and they go, hi. Like, I like, and I'm supposed to go, hey, hi. I mean, it's that, and that looks like, I don't go there. I don't even go there. And I'm afraid I just let it go. But that's also set up by communist China, right? In relation to what we were talking about with Swalwell, correct?
Absolutely, sure. I mean, Christine Fong, known as Fong Fong, was just enticed people.
Right.
And it was not just Swalwell. She enticed people across the U.S. So, yeah. You know, that pop-up, some of those girls are actually working for the Ministry of State Security or the People's Liberation Army or the United Front Work Department, but they're working for some instrumentality of the Chinese regime.
Oh, that'd be funny to run it down, to do it, you know, like to play them. But I'm sure there's layers and layers that they protect themselves with. But that is, I tell you, they are so, Communist China is so together. So, what right would Chinese authorities have to force ByteDance to hand over U.S. user data? And what Congress wants to do is have an American company to buy TikTok, correct?
Right. In China's communist system, it's top down, and no entity can resist an order from the Communist Party. Mm. And ByteDance, which is a private company in China which owns TikTok, they have been supplying data to everybody in Beijing. And we know this because TikTok USA employees are saying that the data that they get from TikTok is piped directly to ByteDance. You know, and that actually means that TikTok's CEO has been actually lying to Congress. You know, this is perjury, this guy So Chu, in his testimony in the end of January. So, you know, the Biden administration should be prosecuting him for perjury because he just out and out lied to the Senate.
Wow. Of course, there'll be no ramifications from this administration, correct?
Correct. They won't do that. I mean, if they were going to do it, they would have done it by now. But clearly, they've allowed TikTok to continue to lie to the American people. We have all this reporting, you know, from Fortune, from BuzzFeed, from other sources that talk about how TikTok sends the data to China, that TikTok employees don't have access really to it, that data is pipelined directly to ByteDance. And from there, it's 100% sure that it gets pipelined to the Ministry of State Security or the People's Liberation Army or somebody.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon Chang, while we have you, sir. So, but what is on TikTok in China? I hear they just have nothing but science, educational things for kids. They would have nothing like they have here in America for kids to see on TikTok, correct, in China?
Yeah, in China, ByteDance there's a sister site to TikTok, because TikTok's not allowed in China. They've got a sister site called Douyin. And that has, as you point out, you know, it promotes science and math. There's nothing about asking people to take drugs or telling them how to do it. There's nothing about suicide or self-harm. You know, you don't have what is the content on TikTok. You know, we talk about these college protests and we wonder how could they spread so fast. Well, of the Hamas videos on TikTok, 96.5% of them support the terrorist group. And that shows you the penetration that China has been able to have and the effect it's had in American society.
That's scary. And walk me through this, Gordon Chang. Why is Joe Biden on TikTok? This is what's so weird. And no press talks about it. He says, we got to stop it. Every government person says, oh, TikTok is bad and we got to stop it. Biden's campaign is still on TikTok, correct?
Right. And they said they're going to stay on TikTok. TikTok poses two critical national security threats. It steals data and it propagates their Chinese narratives and narratives that are meant to harm America's youth. I know Biden wants to get reelected, but the point is he has a responsibility because he's president of the United States. He has a constitutional responsibility to protect us, and he's completely abrogated that.
Yeah, we appreciate that so much, Gordon Chang. Thanks for the expertise. Just inexcusable. And again, we you and I agree that Joe Biden's a bit compromised, and maybe more than a bit, with the powers that be in communist China. You're feeling, Gordon Chang?
Absolutely. I mean, we know this from things that Hunter Biden's legal team has said. They have made admissions that effectively are admissions of corruption.
You know what? You can't talk about that enough. Gordon, love to you and Lydia. God bless you. And thank you so much for doing a great job always. We'll be watching. We'll be listening. And please come back when you can, Gordon, okay?
Of course, Joe. And thank you so much.
Thank you. Gordon Chang. Gordon the Great right there. So incredibly knowledgeable. Sharing that knowledge on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 835. And Councilwoman Vicky Palladino. You know him as Vicky. He is so fired up. Right now, let's go to Al in the newsroom on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor Adams unveiling details of his $111 billion budget for fiscal year 2025. The budget includes $514 million to support key education programs that were previously funded by expiring COVID stimulus dollars. The budget proposal also adds two more police classes that'll put an additional 1,200 officers on the streets. However, the mayor's budget slashes money in the library systems and make cuts to the Department for the Aging Agency. A report just released by the American Lung Association shows air quality in New York ranks low on the list. According to the State of the Air report, the number of people affected across the U.S. rose from 119 million to 131 million from last year, with wildfire smoke ranking high among the contributing factors. The New York metro area ranks the 13th worst for high ozone days, with Queens and Suffolk County getting Fs. The ozone and wildfires are major contributing factors in the rise of air pollution, but the Clean Air Act, signed in 1970, has cut down almost 80% on outdoor air pollutants such as cars, fuel, and industry. The report shows air quality in New Jersey has gotten better in recent years, but as in the rest of the country, more work needs to be done. In sports, Mets snapped their three-game losing streak. They blew out the Giants 8-2 in their series finale, and the Yankees have won two in a row. They bashed the Athletics by the final of 7-3. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking in effect. Traffic slowing down Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. Volume on the Grand Central Parkway West by LaGuardia. It's busy on the eastbound side of the LIE by the Clearview. Some volume on the southbound side of the Cross Island right into the LIE. Eastbound Grand Central, that's slowing down, getting out toward the Cross Island, and you're busy on the Van Wyck North into Kew Gardens. Inbound George Washington Bridge, moving along okay, but the West Side Highway South, bumper to bumper, getting down through the 70s. Harlem River Drive southbound slowing down through the 120s. Inbound Lincoln, that's about 20. Holland, about 25. Expect delays on 280 eastbound bumper-to-bumper traffic as you get out through Newark out by the Stickle Bridge, getting reports of a collision there. Volume on 4 eastbound getting out through Teaneck. Moving okay at the Mario Cuomo-Tappan Zee Bridge. 287 eastbound slowing down right into White Plains. Partly cloudy today, high of 56. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Clean Origins. Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. That's cleanorigin.com. Online or one of our retail stores.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Adam Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps catastrophically injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. T, the number 2, and then T.org.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
All right, let me tell you about LifeVac, if I can. I was with Arthur Lee last night. Arthur was kind enough to come by and support Blue Lives Matter, to support Gianna and Chaz Palminteri. But I hold in my hand the LifeVac, this LifeVac device. I tell you the stats, that there are 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. annually. One child dies every 5 days from choking. And older adults are also at a risk, increased risk of choking. So then we had one of my doctor friends there, Dr. Brian from the NYPD, came over, and I said, Dr. Brian, you got to meet Arthur Lee. This is the gentleman that came up with LifeVac. He goes, I heard about LifeVac. And then Doc said, yeah, I had to do the Heimlich maneuver. And we said, no, you got to have this. Everybody should have a LifeVac. And the doc concurred. You have to have a LifeVac. It's non-invasive. It's easy to use. If you have a young child or a senior relative, I strongly recommend you visit the LifeVac website today, LifeVac.net, LifeVac.net, LifeVac.net. And you can view the videos demonstrating its ease of use. And it's got three simple steps. You place, you push, you pull. Simple as that. And the LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food. It suctions out the food, suctions out the object. It's that simple. So I hold it in my hand. I keep it at the house. You should keep one in the car as well. It can be self-administered. It's LifeVac.net, saving thousands and thousands of lives. A shout-out and a thank you to Mr. Arthur Lee. We invite you to go to LifeVac.net.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Joe on the radio, Councilwoman Vicky Palladino, New York City Council member representing District 19 in Queens. Councilwoman, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you? Sun's shining, but it feels like October, not like April.
I know. It's like the fall out there, but after the weekend, it's going to warm up. You know, Vicky, Councilwoman, if I may, I want to, before we get to the budget, you got to tell me your feelings about what's going on in New York with the anti-Semitism, with the pro-Hamas, these things, what's happening at Columbia. I never thought I'd see the day.
I tell you, Joe, I'm really glad you brought that up because my head is spinning.
Yeah.
It is just what we are witnessing now is no longer about Israel. It started with that. Right. Now, this is spilling over into anti-American. This is well organized, well funded. Trust me, this is planned. Trust me when I tell you that there is a storm brewing, okay? And we are looking at what could be a very long, hot summer. We gave them if you remember, back last November when our marathon runners were going to run and they were threatening to set up these autonomous zones throughout the marathon. I said on another show, a TV show, you watch what happens. You watch, because this is just a jump off point. New York, we've got NYU, we've got Columbia, we've got MIT, we've got Yale. These people are erupting throughout the country. And this is not peaceful. This is huge. Absolutely huge. Where is the FBI? I want to know who's funding this.
That's right.
We're looking at the barrel of a gun here, Joe, and
That's
it's
right.
not.
You know, you're absolutely. You need somebody in charge, and you, where is the FBI? Because now, when you're, and can't they? I mean, a councilwoman, I don't know that you. I don't know that you could do it in the council, city council of New York, but in Washington, certainly. And it was nice to see Mike Johnson, Nicole Malliotakis, and Representative Lawler go down and speak to these people. But they're threatening, and they want the death of Israel. Where's
Israel? It started all with that. That has not stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. They want them wiped off the map. There is absolutely no question about it.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've been pounding the drum about this since October the 7th. And one of the students at NYU or Columbia yesterday said they're willing to go as far as martyrdom. Okay. So now imagine, God forbid, because these people are insane. These are terrorists. I don't want to hear about your First Amendment right, because when you preach hate preach destruction, you're burning our flags, Israeli flags, any sign of any form of democracy, you are part of a terrorist organization. You are part of hate. And all these people in my council who preach, and throughout the country, the libs, the far-left progressives, who preach about acceptance and love and all this other garbage. You know what? They will never practice what they preach. They've got one thing in mind and one thing only, and they want to destroy the country from within. And that's what they're planning, and that's what's going to happen here if something doesn't give in the other direction to shut this down. We watched what happened in 2020. Okay, we watched them march through our streets.
Yep.
Our police were handcuffed under De Blasio.
That's right.
Our police are not handcuffed so bad this can go around. And I've seen them make arrests and all of this. So, Columbia is a private university. You're not allowed on their campus. And the police, when it spills out onto the streets, these are the same people who closed our bridges. These are the same people who have wreaked havoc throughout our city since October 7th. But now, watch, it's going a step further. We've got a presidential election coming up in November. Do you not think for one second that they want to do everything in their power to disrupt that presidential election?
Yeah.
You bet they do.
Yeah,
okay?
No, it's such a councilwoman. I love when you get fired up. Goodness gracious, I'll tell you why. No one else is. No one else is. And I don't know why the National Guard isn't in there. Why they just don't
clean it
up. But tell me about this $2 billion New York State budget that could negatively impact New York. And then Mayor Adams proposed $112 billion executive budget. What's that? What is that all about, Councilwoman?
Well, what we're waiting to see now, what the progressives and upstate New York, what they're upset about really is about how the budget doesn't restore funding. Here, let's make it funny now. Let's come and just like light things up a bit.
All right.
And the way to do that is to show you the ridiculousness of this $237 billion budget. Remember, New York's is up to, the new one for 25 is up to $111 billion. So this $237 billion budget, a lot of these people are screaming about the new police classes that the mayor wants to add, the most necessary of necessary, and in these times. And they're upset that their libraries aren't going to be open on Saturdays and Sundays. I mean, okay, let's keep this in the proper perspective.
Yeah.
And the mayor is going to exercise his powers. Kudos to the mayor. You know, I try to do that whenever I can.
Yeah.
He's going to be in a tough primary. And I just want everybody to understand that we may not agree, Eric Adams and I, on an awful lot of things, but we do agree on law and order. We do agree on bringing it back.
Yep.
And the council and the state don't want to see that. For me as a city councilwoman in my district, and throughout the city, what I'm happy to see is what they're going to start to do with these illegal smoke shops. that are operating at mass. I mean, I have 29 of them, and my district is not nearly as large as some others. But I will tell you this, that if this does pass, it's right now, to quote, it's tied up in the back room under legal, going over the legalities of padlocking, which is huge, because when we close a smoke shop, when we raid a smoke shop, they're open 4 hours later. So what we wanted was them to be padlocked. So, you know, they say in light form that that's what's going to happen. We want to make sure it does. And then I want this to go through criminal court. Nothing goes to criminal court anymore, you know, Joe. Everything is civil. You can't get arrested today if you shoot somebody. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is. But what it will do is it will padlock. It will fine the landlord up to $50,000. That's big.
Yeah.
But now it'll take about 30 days for this to work itself out. But if it should come out to this, it's a win, because now I could go around with the sheriff and with my police, and instead of just raiding our smoke shops, we could have them padlocked and tied up in court for almost a year. You know, God willing, it goes that way. And the landlords will be fined $50,000, because they know, most landlords know, that they are renting to an illegal business. Which, you know, so that's one thing. The other thing is my squatters, which I have been pounding. Okay? Yep.
Amazing.
I've been pounding. I started this whole thing, and I'm not going to allow anybody to take a victory lap on this, except me. Because when I started this, no, I'm not kidding around.
I started
this in 21, when I was running for office, and that kid blew that smoke in my face, and it went viral. And then I started to go after squatters. What happened was two senators from Long Island put in very light language. It's not to my liking. But what it does do is it does change the word, big deal, from tenant to squatter, okay?
Yeah.
But I want these people prosecuted, first of all, in criminal court.
Yep.
There's so much to go, but it's a start, and it gives my legislation that I submitted to City Hall
an
opportunity to get passed.
Because
so
it's a problem.
There's some wins in there, but you know.
But it's a problem, and you got, listen, Councilwoman, we appreciate the fight. When you come back, we'll talk about more. I was on the radio yesterday, Vicky, with a buddy in Kansas City. He says the migrants are being sent from New York to Kansas City. We got 2 seconds, but is that what's? Are you shipping some of the migrants out in New York City to others?
Not to my knowledge.
Hmm.
I don't know that for sure. I do know that Biden is flying them all over the country now.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Councilwoman Vicky, thank you. God bless you. Godspeed, girl. Keep
thank
the fight.
You, Joe.
Okay.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. You take care of yourself. Councilwoman Vicky Paladino. Debbie's on the roads, 852 on AM 970. The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening on 80 eastbound, bumper to bumper, getting out toward exit 66 at Hackensack with a crash. 287 north, exit 8 up through Piscataway. It's a crash. Stop and go traffic as you head to 84 west, exit 9 in Newtown over in Connecticut. A collision there. 202 heavy in both directions in Somers, getting out toward the area of Lovell Street with an accident still being worked on. Inbound side of the George Washington Bridge down to 10, Lincoln 40, Holland 15. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I'm betting that when you woke up this morning, you didn't have any worries when you went to your cereal cabinet and got the Cheerios out with the milk for the kids before they got off to school. And I'm a wagering man, but I bet that they had a nice, comfortable breakfast before they were sent off for the day. Sadly, that's not the case for a lot of children around the world. Here's Anitra Parmali from Food for the Poor to explain a little more how.
And I love that Mariah said, I give out of gratitude, not out of guilt. God has lavished you and your family with gifts, and we celebrate that. But we invite you to share that resource that he's given you. We're talking about mothers who woke up this morning begging God for a single meal for their children. We're talking about 17 of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere. Mothers like those that Kevin and I have met, that when they hear their children are going to eat for a year, fall to their knees, throwing up their hands in gratitude and joy because suddenly the boulder of terror has rolled off their hearts and their minds. Suddenly they can pray something other than, God, please don't let my child pass away.
Imagine having to even think that prayer, much less pray it. And yet that is the reality of families in Haiti, Guatemala, Honduras, throughout Latin and South America, Central America. It is incredibly important that we help these 325 children that are on this list. Here's how we help. 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-4673. Or you can go to am970theanswer.com, click the button at the top of the page and give a gift. Be as generous as you can. Or just call that number, 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. That's where you got to go. You know, crazy times. Now more than ever, you need Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep an eye on an employee, keep an eye on, maybe investigate what's going on in the business. You're not sure. Keep your family safe. How about that? Or if you have a place of business, you want to keep a Brosnan Risk Consultant, a nice truck out there with some folks that will be very, very discreet, but keep your business safe. You know, Brosnan Risk Consultants has been protecting their clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states, in over 500 cities. So don't settle for second best. Do the right thing the first time. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigations and security services. 800-590-2180. You call for an assessment. 800-590-2180. Or go to brosnanrisk.com. BROSNAN Risk.
Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt throughout all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. All right, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. How are we doing today, Jeffrey?
Well, doing just fine. The cloud cover has been thinning out a little bit, but it is still around, and that's what we're going to be looking at this morning, but it'll be plenty of sunshine in the afternoon. A cool day, 57 only the high temp, and then we're going to dip down to 41 tonight with a clear sky, 30s in the suburbs where there could be a frost at best, or worse, even a freeze. I know.
My petunias! My petunias.
Bring them inside. Bring them inside if you can. That's the way to save them. Tomorrow we're going to have sunshine, 62. Then it's 61 Saturday. We're going to have some spotty showers push through. And by the time we get to Sunday, we're into the 70s and 80s.
All right. That sounds good.
My petunias. Yeah, your petunias will be fine. Bring them in.
I knew I brought them a little too early. Jeff, thank you. Keep us posted, yep. My friend. Thank you for that. Look at that. It's going to be cold in the 30s. And then you're, and I'm on the boondocks. It's like 10 degrees, 15 degrees cooler. Al, Mr. Joseph's petunias.
Get those petunias in. Dig them up.
What am I going to do? The marigolds? I don't want to have to carry the petunias in the house now. My house will look like one big plant. Hey, Joe on the radio. Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up momentarily. Colonel Robert McGinnis and Mark Morgan as well. It's Piscopo on the radio.
Oi, my petunias.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
46 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new poll finds more New Yorkers are struggling with rising food prices. The poll commissioned by No Kid Hungry New York found that 85% of New Yorkers say the cost of food is rising faster than their income. The rising costs are leading people to buy less nutritious food. Roughly half of respondents say they purchase less or no fresh produce and proteins like meat. because of the rising costs of those items. The older people get, the later they think old age starts. A German study published this week in the American Psychological Association's Psychology and Aging Journal checked in with thousands of people over the years born between 1911 and 1974. The longer the study went on, the further away people saw the start of old age. And millions of salaried workers in the U.S. will soon qualify for overtime pay thanks to a new rule from the Biden administration. The rule, announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor, changes the threshold under which salaried employees become eligible for overtime. The department estimates an extra 4 million workers will qualify for overtime once the rule is implemented in January. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu said the move will restore the promise to workers that if you work more than 40 hours in a week, you should be paid more for that time. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.